Hello, this is Michael Steve from Kaplan Financial, and today in this podcast I'm going to be talking about the emergency budget of the 22nd of June 2010. Well, he's been and gone and done it. Boy George has been transmogrified into George the Axeman and wielded a powerful blow to government spending and delivered a raft of tax changes of which only a few made the headlines. The headlines largely confirm the pundits' predictions. An increase of the standard rate of VAT and to CGT for higher rate taxpayers. The spending axe was delivered swiftly. Cuts to benefits and to public sector pay. And child benefit, the nation's favourite, to be frozen for 3 years. Mr. Osborne insists that this budget was fair, with richer people taking more pain than poorer people. And the Treasury estimates that an average household will be about £300 per year worse off by 2012-13. And with those households earning less than £14,200, they're going to be worse off by about £150. And people earning £50,000 a year, according to the Treasury estimates, are likely to be worse off by an amazing £1,600 per annum. So, how did he do that? Now, in this podcast, I'm going to be looking principally at the tax issues, but let's be aware that most of George Osborne's budget is about spending cuts. Now, we know roughly what's going to happen. Most government departments will be asked to slash their budgets by around 25 to 30%, and that's going to come up, and the details of that will be in the public spending review in the autumn. So there's a little bit of time to wait for those details. And that's 80% of the pain. There's one of those grand 80-20 rules at work here. But I'm going to be dealing with the other 20% of dealing with the problem, and that is from the tax.